next daf is daf yud. So we got to, again, eight lines down or so. The two dots, ibar, different topic. You guys can make it up. I apologize if you missed it. Ibarilu, tchilas bia kona osof bia kona. When taking the avenue of Kedusha bia, is that going to be the beginning? Tchilas bia, is that the moment that the kinyan takes place? Or is it the sof bia that the kinyan takes place? Nafkamina, what's an nafkamina? Kegon sheha araba upashta yada v'kabla kedusha me'acher. The situation, let's say they had tchilas bia, and before gemiras bia, she accepted kedushin from somebody else, kasev kedushin, let's say, from somebody else. So then, if tchilas bia was already the kinyan, so obviously her accepting of somebody else's kedushin wouldn't work. But if it's only the gemar bia that's going to create the kinyan, then if she would accept her hand, it turns out that the accepting her hand, that would be the kedushin, and then the sof bia would end up being an iser of an erva, because now she's an eishes ish, because she got married in the interim. Obviously not a very practical case, but still it shows that there's a difference between the tchilas bia and gemar bia. Ina, nami. This is more practical. Inam the Kohen Gadol, the Kakani Basula Babia. Can a Kohen Gadol be Kona a Basula through Bia? So the halacha is, the Torah tells us that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Basula. So can he do Kedushin through Bia? So if you say that Tchilas Bia is the Kinin, so Tchilas Bia, she was already, she's a Basula at the time, and at the moment of the Kinin, she was a Basula. But if you say that's only Sof Bia that the Kinin takes place, so already by Sof Bia, she's already a Ba'ula from that Maisa Bia. She's a Ba'ula. And when the Kinin takes place, turns out that he marries a Ba'ula. He's not allowed to. He's supposed to marry a Basula. So maybe a Kohen Gadol is only able to get married through using Kesef or Shtar, not Bia. So that's the two nafkaminas. Gemara says, Mai, what's the bottom line? What's the psak here? Amar Meimar, Mishmei Derava, Kol HaBoel, Daito Al Gemar Bia. Anyone who does Bia, this Das is on the Gemar Bia. That's his intention. So we pask in the Gemar Bia. And therefore, Kohen Gadol cannot get engaged through Bia. And also, if this were to happen, if a woman were to accept a Kesef for somebody else during Bia, then the Kesef she accepted would, in fact, be a good Kedushin, and the Gemar Bia wouldn't affect the Bia for the first person. Okay, the Gemara now wants to know, Ibaril asks the question, Bia Nisuin Osa or Erisin Osa? So when taking the avenue of Bia, is that going to create Nisuin as well, or does it only create the Erisin in the first step? Nafkamina, Liyarsha, whether he is going to, if there's Kedusha Bia, if he's considered married to her, he's going to be Yorisha if she dies. Ula Tamala, if he's a Kohen and she dies, he has to be Metame in order to go to the base Klaros. Ula Hafer Nidareha, and if there's a Nisuin here, so he's able to make for the Nidarim all on his own. But if it's only Erisin, so then it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, E Amris Nisuin, if there's a marriage, Osa Yorisha, Nisun Osa, Yarsha, Umitamila, Umifernadereha, he could do all those things. But V. Amris, if you say it's only Erisin, that B only creates Erisin Osa, then Aino Yarsha, he's not able to Yarisha if she dies. Aino Matamila, if he's a Kohen, he can't be Matamiter, Aino Mifernadereha. My. So what's the bottom line? What's the Psak here? Does it create Nisun? Does it create Erisin? Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Tashmai, brings the following Bryce as a proof. Ha'av Zakai Bebito, the father, is Zoche and his own daughter, Biktusheh, in marrying her off, deciding who she marries. B'kesef, he accepts the money. B'shtar, b'bia, he can marry her off in any of those three ways. B'zakai, b'mitziyasa, any findings that she finds, he gets the key. U'v'maisiyada, any of the salary that she makes, the wages that she makes, he keeps. U'b'afars nadaraha, and he's also made for her nadaram. U'makablas gita, if she were to get engaged, and she's a katana, and then get divorced from that engagement, he could accept the get. V'ene ocha peros b'chayeha, he does not eat any peros during, refers to the husband now, I think. Right? The husband does not eat any of the peros while she's alive. Nisays, if she were to get married, yes, sir, love habal, the baal now has an added thing that the father didn't have. He does all those same things that the father did. He's able to zochen mitzia, he's zochen maisyadea, who's made for nidarem, she'ochel peros b'chaya, that the husband is able to eat the fruits of her property, that something that the father himself couldn't do. So either way, the Gemara says, Katani Bia v'Katani Nisa. It has two different stages here. It first talks about Bia in the beginning, and Bia did not allow the husband to eat from the peros, and then it says, V'Nisa, if the husband were to get married, then the husband is allowed to eat from the peros. So we see that Bia does not create the same status as Nisuin. It's only Erisin Osa. Gemara says, no. Ki Katani Nisa Ashara. Now when you said Nisa, that Nisa is yes, our love, That's referring to if it was a Kesef Kedushim or a Shtar Kedushim, then the Suin gives another added zechus of eating. But if you were to get Kedushim through Bia, that actually does get to the end. That does create Nisuin. So Nisei's Yeser is not saying that if he gets married, it adds on to all three types of Kedushins. That's only adding on to the avenue of Kesef and Shtar. But if, again, there's Kedusha Bia, that perhaps does create a full Nisuin, and the husband would be able to eat even from her fruit. So that's not a raya. There are two ways to read that brisa. The Gemara says, let's bring another proof. Amar Rava, Toshma bas shaloshanim v'yom echad, if she's 3 years old or up, miskadeshes b'bia, so she were to get married, she's able to get married through Kedushin, through Bia. Rashi points out here, miskadeshes b'bia midas ha'av, has to be, the father has to have consent here. It's not her own, but the father has to be willing to give her over. And if she's over the age of 3, the Kedushin is chal. Because we define over the age of 3, that's considered a Maisa Bia. Below the age of 3, it's not considered a Maisa Bia. So the Gemara says further now, quoting from this Brice of Imba Aleha Yavam, if, let's say, she were to be married over the age of 3 and her husband were to die, and she's childless, so then the brother-in-law performs Ibam, Bia would work there as well, as long as she's over the age of 3. Also, Chayavim Aleha Mishim Eshes Ish, if she were to be married and she's with another man, so then there's an Isser Eshes Ish for another man to be with her. Umetames Boala, if she's a Nida, there's a lacha that the Nida, she's metame the husband, the Boel, whether it be the husband or not the husband, but she certainly makes the whoever the Boel is into Tumas Nida. Itself is a very interesting sugi, how that works. In regards to what does it mean that you're Tumas Boel? Rashi says, rather, Gemara says, Letame Mishkav Tachton Keelion. Now this the Boel Nida, as we call it, the man is the ability to, whatever he sits on or lies down on, he makes that bed, makes that chair into something that's tummy. So just to understand, what does it mean, ke'elyon, though? So ke'elyon means that you have 10 matches on top of each other, so then all 10 are going to be tummy, even though he's not touching the 10th one on the bottom one is the same status as the top one, they're all tummy throughout. So Rashi just points out, I don't know if we have to really go through this, Rashi, but it's good to just pick up some halacha, some yedios and tumah v'tara as we go through. So just to read through the Rashi, just to get that idea, Rashi explains, Latame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, the very top Rashi here. She'osa Bo'ala, she, if she's Nida, even though she's a Katana, but she's over the age of 3, she makes the man, She'osa Bo'ala, the Boel, into Moshe V'Mishkav. Afilu Eser Matzal, even though he's on 10 mattresses, they're all going to be Tameh. Avalo, he says, Lo Lios Av Hatuma, the matches do not become an Avatuma. So what's the difference between an Avatuma and a Tolda? So the Gemara tells us in the beginning, it's a Mishnah and Taros, but also the Gemara in Baba Kama quotes this Mishnah. An avatuma, such as a mace, a sheretz, a nevela, these things, when it's an avatuma, it's able to make food and drink, tamay, but it could also make adam and kalim, tamay. If something's only a tolda, it's a second, it's once removed from the actual source of tuma, that only has the ability to make food and drink, tamay, but cannot make adam and kalim, tamay. And the way I remember, which I know there's a chilek of Meichel and Mashke go together, and Ochel, and rather Odem and Begadim go together. The way I remember it is because food and drinks get dirtier easily than man and Kalim. If food or drink falls on the floor, I won't eat it. If I fall on the floor, my suit falls on the floor, I'll still wear it. So that's how I remember it. So if it's a step removed, even though it's not as dirty anymore, so it won't be able to make me or clothing dirty, but it still has the ability to make food and drink dirty. So he says, when we're talking about the Mishkav Moshav, it's not an avatuma. Says Rashi, Avalo lios avatuma, letami adam v'kelim. These mattresses don't have the ability, if I were to come along and touch this mattress that a bowl neither sat on, it won't make me tame. It won't even make my kelim tame. Ki mishkafa shel nida atma. Ella, it only has the ability to make that mattress, letame ochin umashkin ke'elyon shazav. It only has the ability, this mattress, to then contaminate food and drink, but not to contaminate adam and begadim. Okay. Further, the Gemara says, top line of Yudam Abbez. Vim niseis, if niseis lekohen, if this girl who's over the age of 3 were to get married to a kohen, she could be ochelas b'truma, that's considered a good kedushin, and she can eat truma. Vim ba'aleha echad mikol arayos shebetorah. Let's say one of the arayos that she's asked to be with has a bia with her over the age of 3. Mumtin al yada, that man will be killed through her. Now she herself won't be killed because she's under the age of 12. She's not chayiv yet, an onshin, but she still can create a bia whereby the man will be chayv misa. V'hi patur, but she herself is pater, like we just said. Vim ba'aleha echa min apsulim. If one of apsulim come, have beer with her, it pasla min akuna. So it disqualifies her from being married to a Kohen. It could render her a zona, if you will. That's where they refer to it. So we see that over the age of 3, she has a din of maisa beer. So what do we want from this? So Gemara says, katani bia va katani nises. Initially it's talking about bia, and then it talks about im nises, if she marries a Kohen. Tells us that bia and nisun are two different things. Bia does not create nisun. Bia can only create erusin at best. Gemara says no. Hachi kamar, the way you read the braisa is as follows. I hani nisun de kohen ninu ochelas b'tshuma. If we assume that bia is nisun, then it will allow the Kohen, if she were to marry a Kohen, to eat truma. But not to say that nisuin and beer are two different things, which to say that it creates nisuin. Okay, no rhyme from there either. Let's keep going. Gemara now says Tashma Ukfar Shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Yochanan already sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Netzivan Shemati Alecha. I heard about you. Sha'at Omer, that you say that Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles Betruma. If an Arusa, she grew up in a house of a Yisrael, she gets engaged to Kohen, so I heard that you allow her to eat Shuma from her chasen, even though they're not actually married. So that's what they sent back. So Shalach Lo, so Yehuda ben Beserah sent back to Yochanan ben Bagbag, Vata Iyata Omer Kain. Do you not hold that way? You don't agree with me? Kach Muchsakani b'chashata baki b'chadei Torah, the Josh b'kavachomer, that I was told that you're an expert in learning the secrets of the Torah. You know how to darshan kavachomers. So iyata yodea, do you not know? Mashivcha kananis shein biasa machilasa b'tshuma, yet kaspa machilasa b'tshuma. A shivcha, a non-Jewish maidservant, is allowed to eat tshuma from her master the Kohen, even though she's only acquired not through bia but only through kasef. So zu and arusa shebiasa machilasa b'tshuma einodin shekaspa machilasa b'tshuma. Then arusa, that the bia has the ability to allow her to eat truma. So certainly kesef has the ability, when you do kesef kedusha kesef, certainly that would also allow her to eat truma. Aba ma said, what will I do? Even though that's the way it's supposed to be on the Torah level, what am I supposed to do? Sharei amru chacham, the chachamim hold, ein arusa bas yisrael ocheles b'truma. The Chacham made a gzera that even though fundamentally an Arusa is allowed to eat Shuma from her Chasam, we say she shouldn't until she gets married. Why? What's the concern? She might bring back to her parents' house and her brothers and her sisters and her father going to eat Shuma. She's allowed to eat Shuma, but she doesn't live with her husband yet. She's not a husband yet. She lives at home. So she's going to schlep back some sandwiches, some wine from the house of the Kohen, and that's going to cause problems. But fundamentally, again, that she would be allowed to eat Shuma. So what's going on here? How is this a proof? So Gemara says, Heichi Dami. We said above, in this Kal v'chomer, that Bia, for the Arusa, can allow her to eat Shuma. What's that Bia? Heichi Dami. Ibe Bia Shai De Chuppah, the Kesef Shai De Chuppah, if we're talking about Bia, that's followed by a Chuppah, and Kesef, that's followed by a Chuppah as well, B'tevayu Meichel Achli, of course she's able to eat. There's a Chuppah there. Everyone agrees, after Chuppah, she's allowed to eat Shuma. Ella must be, B'Bia Shai De Chuppah, the Kesef, Shalai de bia, ayi de chuppah rather, if we're comparing bia plus chuppah to kesef without chuppah, that's not a comparison. Hachatarti hachichada. That's not comparing apples to apples. Ella, therefore, must be la bibia shalo ayi de chuppah. There must be a bia without there being a chuppah, and a kesef also shalo ayi de chuppah. So the Gemara now says, so we're talking about bia alone and kesef alone, without chuppah. So now we have to, again, here's the proof. So, Amris, if we were to say Bishma, this all makes sense. Nisuin osa that bia creates nisuin. Mishum hachi pshita le dalima le bia mekesef. That's why it was obvious. The Gemara's kavachomer was if bia cannot allow an arusa to eat truma, so certainly kesef. So, what gives bia greater? Why was it so pasha that bia could allow to eat truma? Must be that bia is stronger than kesef. Why? Because bia creates nisuin. Everybody agrees that kesef could only create erusin. There's no shaila. It only creates erusin. The shaila was, does bia also only create erusin, or does it also create nisuin? So from the fact that the Gemara assumed as a given that bia is greater than kesef, it must be, well, how is it greater? That bia could certainly create nisuin. But ella, iyamis kedushin osa, if bia can only create kedushin, no different than kesef, Maisha hacha the b'shitile. Why was it so clear that bia allows for truma? Umaisha hacha the b'nisafkele. But why by kesef were we uncertain whether the kesef could create or whether it could allow for truma? It should be the same level. They both only create erusin. Why is one obviously creating it, allowing truma, and the other one only a suffix? So therefore, it must be that bia creates an esuin. That's why it was so obvious. So that's the raya. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Liolam really aim lecha b'bia shayde chuppah v'kesef shalayde chuppah. No, we're comparing a case of bia fall by chuppah, which everyone agrees allows her to eat truma, and we're trying to derive from there that kesef without chuppah should also be able to allow her to eat truma. But we said it doesn't make sense. The commerce, that which you said, hacha tarti v'hacha chad, how could you compare the two? Bia is talking about a case of where both sages are present. Kesef's only talking about chad, where there's only one, there's only kesef, but there's no chuppah. So Gemara says, the kavachomer, mia, isa, there still is a kavachomer, it still makes sense. And v'alchi shalichle, this is what he sent him. Ma shivcha kananis shein bia samachilasa b'truma, that shivcha kananis bia does not allow her to eat truma. Afilu aide chuppah, even if there were to be chuppah, bia means nothing in the context of a shivcha. Yet, kaspa machilasa below chuppah. But when it comes to a shivcha, if you buy her without chuppah, it does. Kesef alone has the ability to feed her truma. So zu, when it comes to arusa, shebiasa machilasa b'truma aide chuppah. When it comes to an arusa that bia, followed by chuppah, allows her to eat truma, eino din shekaspa machilasa b'truma below chuppah. So certainly kesef alone should have the ability, even without chuppah, should have the ability to feed her truma. Abba Masa says it, but he concludes his kavachomer saying, but my Masa, what could I do? Sherei amru chacham and the chacham and hold, ein arusa bas yisrael ocheles b'truma, at shetichanais l'chuppah, that they're not allowed to eat truma until they enter into the chuppah. So the Gemara says, so that's the final conclusion. So therefore, there is no raya from here either, that bia necessarily creates an suin or chuppah, or erusin. And the Gemara now says, mishum de'ula, uben bagbag, gavi shivcha kananis, lo shayak b'kinyana, hacha shayak b'kinyana. No, you can't, the kavachomer doesn't make sense. You can't say, because shivcha kananis eats chuma, so to narush eats chuma. Shivcha kananis, the kesef, completes the entire kinyan. Lo shayak b'kinyana, there's nothing remaining in the kinyan, it's complete. All it needs is kesef. As opposed to the case of the arusa, it's a shayar b'kinyana. It's missing the completion of the kinyan. It only starts the process. Kesef starts the process with kedushim, but still lacking chuppah. And for that reason, they held that an arusa may not eat shuma until she actually goes to the chuppah. We're good? Yeah. Guys, are quiet today?
Yeah. There are just that last line.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, kanis the chuppah b'shum de'ula. Ula is the one who holds. Ula is the one who holds that there's this chashash?
Yeah, you see, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum de'ula. Rashi, more than halfway down the lines, De Armina Beresh Pirkan Dafhei, Shema Yimizgulu Lakos Bebes Avia Mtishka Lachio Lachoseha. There's a concern that she might bring it home, exactly. I always wonder, not always, shouldn't say always. Once someone told me he was once about Jaeger Shear. And he said, I always thought this way. He said, oh yeah, you always thought that? When you're in YCQ, you always thought that, yeah? Anyway, so you shouldn't say I always thought, because I didn't always think. But I have thought for some time now when it says here that there's a concern that she might bring the wine back and give her brothers and sisters, why isn't there a concern that she might give her parents? It says she brings a Shema Yimizgulo Kos Bevesavia and Tishka Lavia. She might give her father to drink. Why is it only concerned of the brothers and sisters?
Maybe because the parents will be cognizant of the fact that they know the halachas.
Or siblings, or okay. I was hoping more of a better drasha than that. Okay, I'll take it though. Okay, the Gemara now says we're at Ravina. Ravina Amar Midaraisa Mivsha Pshitale De Achla Midaraisa. It's pashit that an arusa can't eat from her chasan's truma. And the whole discussion was only a dirabanan discussion, whether or not we were gozer that she might give her brothers and sisters a drink. And the correspondence was as follows. Shemati alecha, I heard about you, shata omer arusa bas yisrael ocheles b'shuma, v'lo chayshis l'simpon, that you allow an arusa to get to eat shuma and you're not concerned with a simpon. What's a simpon? A simpon is that there might be a mum that she didn't know, that he didn't know about. So they get engaged, and there was some mum that he wasn't going to know about until they actually got married. So when he gets married, he says, wait a second, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had a mole there or something else that bothered him. And the entire kedushin is betos. And then they were never married in the first place. And then she ends up eating truma betar zar, as a non-Kohen, as a non-Ashes Kohen. And that would be a violation. So because of that concern that it might turn out that it was a mekach tos, we say that she shouldn't eat truma. So so that's why I heard that you had said that was your, and you're not concerned. You allow an arusi to eat truma, and you're not concerned with this possibility of it turning into a kedushas tos. So Shalach Lei, the response back was, Vata yata omer kein, you don't hold this way? Muchsukani, it's been told to me, I hold of you, b'chai, I heard all about you, Shata baki b'chidri Torah, that you holding in all the different secrets of the Torah. L'drosh b'kal v'chomer, so yata yodea, do you not know? Ma shivcha k'nanis shein b'yasa b'achilasa b'truma, that is shivcha k'nanis, that bia would not allow her to eat truma, yet kaspa ma'achilasa b'truma, but buying her with kasav will allow her to eat truma. V'lo chashino l'simpon. Well, you're not concerned. Maybe you're going to find some talus. You bought the shifcha. You bought her in the marketplace. And you have no idea that she gets angry. She yells. She breaks things. She's incapable. You have no idea what it is. So now you buy her and she starts making your house crazy. Then you say, ah, this is a mekach talus. He should have told me about that. So we're not concerned that the shifcha is going to eat the chuma and turned out to be a mekach talus. We're not concerned mekach talus. So too, here too as well. Zu shebiasa machilasa b'truma. When it comes to an arusa that bia does allow her to eat truma, so eino din. This is not logical. Shekaspa machilasa b'truma. That buying her with kesef should work. Velo nechesh l'simpon. We shouldn't be concerned of there being a mum and a mekach tos in the end of the day. So that's what I think should be really the halacha. He says aval, but he gives in. He concedes. Ma'asa, what am I supposed to do? Sherei amru chacham, the chacham made a gzera. I can't go against them. Arusa bas yisrael eino ochelas betruma ad shetichanes lechupa. Why? Mishum deula, because there's a concern that he might bring back the wine. She might bring back the wine to her father's house.
Uben bangbag.
Oh, sorry. Fine. Deula. Uben bangbag simpon bavadim lesle. So we should stop here. Let's see. It's a good stopping point. Should we go to the two dots? What's tomorrow's daf look like? I'm in biz. Looks like a short daf. What time do we have today?
7:30.
It's 7:25 only, wow. Okay, early.
Maybe we should finish because we're in the middle of...
Okay, let's finish, fine. So right now, he thinks that really she should be able to eat the chumah, but Chama made a gzeira that she might bring back the food. So wait a second, Ben Bagbag, Simpon Bavadim Lesley, he doesn't hold to this concern?
I think this is a statement.
Yeah, it's a statement, yeah? Well, he's not concerned with it. He says that, therefore, he's not concerned that you might find the simpo and they might find some type of mum once the sale is final, once it's finalized. There's no going back on this. That's why he says that the Shifcha Kananis is able to eat the Truma. Gemara says, why? Because imum and shebegaloi, if it's a mum that's apparent, that's exposed, hu hakachazilei, he saw it, and yet he was still willing to buy her. If there's certain things that are hidden that he couldn't see before him, he bought her to work, not to look at her, something he couldn't see. It's not about that. So therefore, no matter what, the mum will not disqualify, will not nullify the sale of the shifcha.
Trophy shifcha.
Okay. Says the Gemara, let's say, nimsa ganav o kuvyostos, higio. So let's say it turned out that she is a what? Rashi explains, Zimsa Ganav, ain't a bato bakach. Let's say she steals. That doesn't make a difference. It's not bato. Why? The Hakaimalon, Hamoche Eved Le Chaveru, Zimsa Ganav, oh, Kovyostos, which Rashi says he's a kidnapper. The halacha is, Higiu, that's his mazel. Tough luck for him. Because look at the next Rashi, Higiu, Harehu Shalo, it's the Sam Eved Ganavu. Everyone knows when you bring a babysitter into the house, you bring a housekeeper, they're going to steal. Question, how much are they going to steal? But they're all stealing. So it's a kagadol. Quite how much you're willing to tolerate. So the Gemara says, and how much they're willing to steal. So again, Anim to Ganavu, Kuvyostos Hagiu. So my Amris, so what exactly are we saying here? Listen, Mizuyon, oh, Nichtov Lamalchus. Hanu kalul islu. So let's say they're really wild bandits, or they're which Rashi's are not shchiach. I didn't accept it. I know they steal money, a couple hundred dollars there, here and there. But mamish, terrible gang members. I didn't expect that. That's not common. So I never accepted upon that. Or let's say I didn't know that the Chai Misa, the king that's out to get him, is trying to kill him. And a few days from today, he might take him away. I lose all that money. I spent $5,000 for this guy, and now he takes him to kill him. So Gemara says that's also not a concern because Hanu Kala Islu. Everybody knows if the king's out to get the Eved, you should have done your research. You should have done the background reports. So Gemara says Michte. Bein lamar, bein lamar, lo achle. Everybody agrees that you don't eat. Who doesn't eat here? That she doesn't eat. That Arusha doesn't eat. Everyone agrees, in the end of the day, that Arusha's not eating. Whether it be because of fundamental reasons that she's not fully into the chuppah yet, or because there's concerns that maybe she's going to bring wine back to her father's house. Everybody agrees you don't eat. So my by now, what's the nafkamina between the two different opinions of why she doesn't eat? So Gemara says, Ikebenayu kibel masar v'halach. What does that mean? So Rashi says, kibel means olav es hamumim, mishum simpon leka, mishum du'ula ika. If he said, I'm willing to accept all the mumim of this arusa, so there's no concern of simpon. He already accepted from the beginning, whatever mum she has, I'm willing to accept. So that will never nullify the kedushin, and maybe that approach would allow her to eat the truma even though she's an arusa. If the concern is because of ula, that she might bring food back to her father's house, that still is a relevant concern. That's nafkamina one. Nafkamina two, masar. Rashi says, what does it mean, masar? Masar av l'shluchai habal. The father says, here's my daughter, and she sends her off to the shluchim, the shliach of the husband. O shahalcha shluchai av im shluchai habal, or the messengers meet each other. The father sends the messengers meet the messengers of the baal, but the husband and wife never actually meet each other. So then, mishum simpon ika, there is still a concern of Simphon because they never saw each other. He never accepted anything. But there is no concern of the bringing the food back because she's not going to, they never even met each other. So there's no concern of her bringing food back from the husband's house to the father. Not yet. So that would be allowed then if they're staying separate until they actually get married. And the third nafkamina is V'halach.
They say that same idea. Rashi says because she doesn't have her brothers and sisters with her, not because she's not going to get stuff from him.
Because she was sent off.
Right.
So I think halacha masar, both cases, either she was sent off, or the shluchei baal were sent to each other, and she's staying home, not ever going to her chassan's house. And there's no concern of her bringing anything back, because she's never even going to the husband's house. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Sure.